Is our high school rep here?
Not yet. But tonight we have our middle school rep. Eden? Is Eden here? Eden. I apologize. Eden Greenberg is, she comes to us from POB Middle School, and we have a Matlin Middle School rep as well, who will be here next month. So Eden, you will, this is the microphone, you'll come forward and you will share with us the news of the two middle schools. Eden, you will address the board.
Hi, my name is Eden Greenberg. I'm an eighth grade student at POB Middle School, and I am the Board of Ed representative for Student Council. I'm here to present both middle school's announcements. POBMS had a fun and generous start to the school year. In October, we held our annual Spirit Card fundraiser, yielding over $13,000 in fundraising monies for Student Council and our school. November was a busy month as it brought Digital Citizenship Week, an initiative at both middle schools and the high school, which allowed our student body to learn more about positive internet and social media usage. We were happy to share about this event at the December board meeting. We also participated in Red Ribbon Week, with all students pledging to be drug-free, held our Veterans Tea event where we served our veterans, thanking them for their lifetime of serving others. We also held our Pie the Principals contest as a part of a PTA fundraiser. Coat drives, food drives, and toy drives filled our school from November to December, helping the children of PS 212 stay warm this winter, supplying 16 boxes of canned goods to our neighbors in need and bags of toys for children spending the holidays in the hospital. This month, we premiered our new and completely online newspaper, the POB Press. Students, faculty, and the community can access the newspaper through a website or by scanning the QR code. Fully digital with videos, this online newspaper is available anytime, anywhere on your device. In January, we will celebrate our fabulous custodians and food services staff with our custodial and cafeteria staff appreciation day on January 16th. Finally, to help us into our February Spirit Week, we will begin preparing our public service announcements and decoration ideas for our map groups, keeping with the Have a Growth Mindset theme. 2015 is off to a great start in POBMS.
Wonderfully done. And you notice that she's brought us into the 21st century, because if you wish to see the POB Middle School newsletter, you need to use the scanner. And if you haven't downloaded that, you need to download that. And this is the scan. And once you do that, you can actually get access to the newsletter. That's really 21st century. Thank you.
Matlin Middle School has shown their pride in many ways during the first half of the school year. They kicked off the year with their Pride Week, a week-long event that celebrates the spirit of pride at Matlin Middle School. Pride Week opened with a pep rally during the day and was followed by exciting activities which captured the character of their school. Students worked with their grade advisors decorating the hallways, decorating showcases, and other spirit-filled activities. The week concluded with Pride Night. Students competed in various games to win points for their grade. The fifth graders demonstrated their pride and won the Pride Cup. The first half has also been very exciting for Student Council. In 2010, they created a goal to make a difference to the school community, our Long Island community, and the world. Thanks to the generosity of the Matlin families, they were able to have another successful Pride Card fundraiser, which will enable them to reach that goal. Student Council attended the Middle School Tolerance Day at the Holocaust Museum and engaged with other schools about what they needed to do in order to be the change in their community. The day was filled with energy and excitement as the students had an opportunity to hear and challenge in the other middle schools and share some of the positive things they are doing here. 2014 launched the Student Council website. Students and parents can use this website as a tool to learn about exciting things happening at Matlin Middle School. Matlin Middle School's giving nature has also been shown over the past few months. Map groups, clubs, and various classes have pulled together to work on the following fundraisers: Caps for Kids, Little Flower Toy Drive, Tag Toy Drive, Clothing Drive, and a card sale to benefit the Ronald McDonald House. Their entrepreneurial skills shine through the sale of the Matlin Mix. Students in the 7th grade Family and Consumer Science classes developed, packaged, and sold a delicious cookie mix with the goal of raising money for Plainview Bethpage Relay for Life. We look forward to seeing what 2015 brings.
Thank you.
Bravo. Well done. Thank you. Nicely done, huh? The high school rep. Is our high school rep here?
So those who don't know me, my name is Anthony Chen. It's on. Oh, okay. And last Thursday was our incoming 9th grade parent meeting, where the freshmen were introduced about what life at high school would be for them, and how many changes would be like would come. And So last Friday was also Night of Acapella, and there were two shows. And DECA regional competitions were Saturday, and there were 9 winners. And tonight, we already had our DECA awards, 10th period. Next Wednesday is the Michael Seckel basketball tournament at 3 p.m., and High School Sing is at Friday and Saturday. And the high school is just getting ready for the Battle of the Classes, where students participate in a school spirit-related event with many activities. And we can earn like spirit points, and the grade with the most wins. And we had our senior citizen tea December 17th, and the choir concert on December 18th. And midterm and regions week is coming up, so like everybody's studying hard. So all right, good night. Yeah.
All right, before we get to the meeting, there is some sad news to share. A former research teacher in our district passed away, Melanie Krieger. So we're going to take a moment of silence, but we're also going to take a moment of silence for the tragedy that unfolded in Paris over the past week. So if we could take a moment of silence. Thank you. Board announcements? Ginger?
Yeah, I had the pleasure of really, with Evie, I think that's it, bringing Melanie Krieger to our school district. And she was the start of our science research program. And Melanie, once she was diagnosed with cancer, she fought a very hard, many, many years of brain cancer. And she didn't want to leave, and she just held on. And success and making kids aware of their potential was what she was all about. And we owe our program to Melanie, and for the people who followed in her footsteps, we want to say thank you. But she's just going to be a voice that we'll always remember, and a smile and an enthusiasm and her homemade chocolate chip cookies. So here's to Melanie, and thank you.
Melanie's philosophy was very simple. To be in it is to win. And I think she left that legacy for all of us in Plainview Old Bethpage. And I personally thank her for it. I know we all thank her for it.
On a somewhat lighter note, our high school representative mentioned the a cappella concert, which I attended last week, and there were two concerts. I look out and see some of the faces who were there, and it's amazing, really, the pool of talent that the high school has. You know, it's one group after another. There were so many kids, and they were all phenomenal. And, you know, it was all pretty much student-run. They had, you know, the patter in between acts, and it transitioned so smoothly. And it was really a pleasure to see. I dragged my husband along. He usually doesn't like, you know, going out of the house past about 8 o'clock. And I said, no, seriously, it's the quality is that good. The only downside for me was at one point they introduced a song, and they said, this is a really old song. And it was Pinball Wizard from The Who.
Oh, my God.
So, but it was a wonderful concert. You know.
Right before the break, keeping with the musical theme, We had the pleasure of attending the holiday choral concert, and as always, it was a wonderful, wonderful performance where towards the end of the concert, they bring not only our current students, but the alumni come back year after year. I mean, some of them probably are out of college for 5-6 years. So, or more, because Emily sang with them, as did Dr. Lewis. So, an old song. So, I'd like to congratulate Mr. Paul Drewitz, the entire music department, our students, past and present, and their families.
This isn't an announcement, it's just really a comment on the middle school representative's presentation. I'm really blown away by the number of things that are going on at our two middle schools, and I'm really impressed, and I just had a comment on that. And thank you for bringing this idea of middle school representation to our board meetings, because it was very enlightening for me to hear all the things that are going on. So thank you, Ed. And
you were really poised and articulate, so it was a pleasure to listen to.
And with the holiday spirit, right before the vacation, our high school chorus came and went to every single school, and the kids sang to the younger kids, and then they came here. It was just remarkable. It was a holiday spirit. The kids were excited. The costumes that they wore, their antlers and their whatever, whatever, they were so into it. But it's such a wonderful thing for our middle school children to see what they can aspire to when they get to the high school. The quality of our arts programs in this district are phenomenal, and they're well above anybody else's. So thank you again.
By the way, just to add to it, the high school orchestra, someone had asked, I knew that there was a taping, and I asked them to put it on YouTube. We threw it up on the website. There were so many hits. And what the elementary teachers did, they actually downloaded it for the children in the elementary school so that they actually saw the high school students' performance. So high school students, your young brothers and sisters, all joined in celebration of your talent. And I think so many people sent that YouTube around. It was the number of viewings of that YouTube was phenomenal. But that was POB at its best. So all you orchestra students, and I see a lot of you sitting in here, thank you for giving us such a great way to take out the holiday, both the chorus and the orchestra. Thank you.
That leaves us with superintendent announcement.
Superintendent's announcement. Happy New Year, everyone. I mean, nobody said that, but Happy New Year. Everyone, it's great to be back 2015. And we started the new year, and I'm going to ask Arielle to take us out. Arielle Gabalski gave us some of the best news that we could have, our Intel scholar. And, of course, we never understand what that project is all about, but I asked her to do 3 minutes, so if she could come forward to share with the board and the public what her... Jim? When she does the award. And all right, Jim and Joyce, that's with the award, yes.
I also had actually gotten a text from Mr. Tesser, who was saying he was sorry he couldn't be here, but how very proud he is of the work she's done.
Right. So, Jim, did you want to say something, and Joyce?
Thank you, Dr. Lewis. I'm sorry. It's truly a pleasure to welcome Arielle
Gabalski,
and of course, the cancer of Gabalski, and Mr. Gabalski. Really a pleasure to have you all here this evening. We are extremely proud of...
Yeah.
Extremely proud of Arielle's accomplishment as being at one of 300 semifinalists in the nation who for the Intel Science competition. I'm actually going to ask Mrs. Barry if she could say a few words really about what that really means.
I think it's rather poignant that as we remember Melanie,
the
first one out tonight is our Intel Student Talent Search semifinalist. I've been very fortunate over the years to share this celebration with many students, and I have to tell you that Arielle's reaction was very moving.
Yes, humble.
She kept saying, why me? She couldn't get it, but she is a wonderful student, participates in our behavioral research program, works very, very hard. She is one of 300 students chosen from tens of thousands of applicants who have conducted extensive research at a college level. Her research was done in-house. It was not done in an outside facility. And at this point now, we're just holding our breath and keeping our fingers crossed that there's an opportunity for her to move on as a finalist. And if that's the case, then she would move on to Washington, D.C. So we'll just celebrate now. And then if that extra little piece of gravy, as we call it, comes, we'll be very excited. So I'm going to ask Arielle to share a little bit about her research. It's very interesting and rather intriguing. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Actually, the title of my project was The Induction of Insight Through the Priming of the Right Anterior Superior Temporal Gyrus. And what that really, like, the essence of my project was actually focusing and zeroing on this concept of insight and how during problem solving, you can get this sudden rush of clarity where, oh my God, I know the answer. And when that occurs, the right anterior superior temporal gyrus is actually activated. And so for my project, I actually asked myself, well, is there any way that we can kind of induce and bring on this approach and this feeling of insight to kind of facilitate problem solving? And so I actually, after reviewing several literature and journals, I kind of stumbled upon this idea of priming, and maybe if you activate the brain prior to the cognitive problem-solving task, then they would be more likely to achieve insight during problem-solving. And so I mean, it was a very long process of how I got my hypothesis, but it was really an amazing process, and I'm so happy that I took the class Science and Research, Social Science and Research.
Very good. Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Keep going. When to start the awards? Thank you. Thanks, Jim.
All right, with that amazing kickoff, we're going to start our Board of Education's semi-annual student recognition ceremony. Arielle, again, congratulations to you. We couldn't be more proud for you to represent us going forward. Mr. Galbert, we're going to ask you to come up to the Director of Music to present the All-State Music Festival as well as the All-Eastern. We have a lot of award recipients tonight.
There are. Thank you for all of your kind words about the music department. I enjoyed all of our winter performances as much as you did. It's been quite an amazing year for our department. Before I go on to announce the All-State musicians, we had 135 students in all-county music this year. We could not include them all tonight. There were too many, but they are, last week and this week, are rehearsing and performing at the Tillis Center, and that is a POB record as far back as I can tell.
Yeah.
So quite amazing. So I had to get a special hand truck when I go to pick up the music so that I can get it all to my car. So it's quite an amazing accomplishment. So I like to just publicly recognize all of those students. Just making all county is quite an accomplishment.
Yes.
It means you went to NISMA, you got a great score, you're one of the best musicians, you know, at your age and your instrument. So that alone is amazing. But tonight we also recognize 23 all-state music students. So these are students who went above and beyond. When you're in 10th and 11th grade, you can go to NISMA, which you're all familiar with, the NISMA Solo Festival, but you can apply as an all-state audition, which means you're trying to get into the all-state ensemble, and it means you're judged at a little harder level. So the scrutiny, there are special adjudicators who go through a special certification to become all-state adjudicators, and all the students we're recognizing tonight, 13 of them went to all-state and performed in Rochester, 10 of them were alternates, but all of them met that standard. You know, so we recognize tonight not just the students who participated in the festival, but also those who are alternates. We had 23 of them. Again, quite amazing
record.
Numbers. And as I call your name, I'd like you to come up, and we'd like to present you with a certificate. Alexandra Baker. David Baker. David Gallup, Amanda Goldstein. The music students are often home practicing, so sometimes they don't always make it. Emery Granite, Stephanie Hanshu, Courtney Hedgecock, Ingu Kang, Andrew Kim, Grace Kim, Jason Kimmel, Matthew Kernit, Yuri Lee, Jungman Lee, Matthew Leo, Kristen Lund, Andrew Miller, Alice O, Carly Schindler, Jessica Senzer, Natalie Toba, Michelle Shin, and Athena Vrasgru. Is there anyone here for Allstate Music that I missed? All right, let's have a round of applause for our Allstate musicians. Thank you, folks. We have our next presentations for All Eastern Music. So out of students who are selected for All State Music, students can apply to be in All Eastern Music, which is the entire Eastern Coast. So it's a very high honor indeed. And I haven't been able to confirm this, but I would say a typical high school might get one or two students into All Eastern. A very good music program might get two or three. I've done some informal research and with some good music directors who have told me four or five. I have never heard of anyone, any school district, getting eight students into
never.
All Eastern. It's unheard
I
of. It's incredible. We have eight students. They'll be performing in Providence, Rhode Island, in April. So we're very, very proud of these students. Some of them are the same students you heard for All State, so it gives us great pleasure to invite them back up again. Alexandra Baker. David Baker.
Wow. Are they brothers and sisters? Twins?
Nicole Brenner. Ingu Kang. Crystal Kim. Gabriel Salzman. Natalie Toba, and Athena Vrasgru. Let's give a round of applause for all of our All Eastern students. Quite amazing. Congratulations. All right. You'll go sit down, and then you'll have to get with the All National is a music festival that has, it's not new, it's been around for many years, but it was revamped recently, and where it has a lot more appeal to kids. It used to be in Washington, D.C., and it was in June, and not a lot of our students applied for it. It's the end of the year, and you know, it's just most kids are thinking about graduating at college at that point. But it was totally redone, and now a lot of our students, some of our students choose to apply for it. You'll notice that students who are in All National were not in All State, because the students had to choose when they apply to All National. They have to say, okay, if I make All National, I'm going to commit to that and not do All State, which is a nice thing because it frees up a spot for someone then to go to All State. So last year we didn't have any students apply. All of our high school students really wanted to go to All State, and they elected to do that. But this year we did have several students apply. We had four make it. So this is All National. So this is really top in the country. Nicole Brenner. Emery Granite. I know Crystal Kim is not here, but I know you had the pleasure of hearing her play cello at a board meeting in December. I wanted to mention also Crystal was selected first chair of the cello section in All National. So that's the best cellist in the country. So it was quite remarkable. Last but not least, congratulations to Gabriel Salzman. Yeah. Last but not least, I know Crystal couldn't be here tonight, but I also wanted to recognize her. In addition to All Eastern, All National, Crystal was also recognized as a Long Island Scholar Artist winner. I know Dr. Chen will talk more about Long Island Scholar Artists, but there are only 20 Long Island Scholar Artist winners on Long Island for the entire year. So 20 on Long Island, three of them were from our high school. One of them was in music, and that was Crystal Kim. And so there were only four music students selected for Scholar Artist for Music, and she was one of them. So quite an amazing accomplishment. So congratulations to all of our students tonight, to our music students. Thank you to the board, of course, Dr. Lewis, all of you for your amazing support of our program. And thank you, everyone. Have a great New Year.
Thank you.
Also, I think it's important to recognize Mr. Galbert for all of his efforts and his support of the program. He couldn't be more of a champion for these students and their teachers. Mr. Galbert, you're amazing, and thank you. Thank you. I hate when people leave. Okay, the next group of award recipients are some of our athletes, and I'd like to invite Mr. Braco, Director of Phys Ed and Health and athletics, to come up at this point.
Thank you. First, I'd like to thank the Board of Education, Dr. Lewis, Central Administration, parents and student athletes for their continued support of the Interscholastic Athletic Program here at Plainfield Bethpage. It is absolutely fantastic. We'd also like to wish Ryan Ruff the best of luck in the future and all the future endeavors. First, I'd like to call up Ryan Shank to come on up.
No, I know.
Ryan is one of the shining examples of what a Hawk student athlete is. He currently carries over a 95 GPA. On the field this year alone, he was the first running back. He was the first person in school history, as far as we can tell, that rushed for 1,000 yards during the season. With that, he also earned All County Award. He became the MVP of the Senior All Star Bowl. He was named to the National Football Foundation team.
Wow.
But most importantly, what we're very, very proud of and why he's a shining example of what a student athlete is that he was named to academic. He would be named to the academic All County team, and he was also named to the Golden 11. For those of you that don't know what the Golden 11 is, the Golden 11 is the top award that any Nassau County football player can get. It is a combination of academics and athletics, and based upon Ryan's achievement on the field and off the field, he's one of the top 11 football players in Nassau County this last year. He is currently being recruited by Yale University, Columbia, Gettysburg, Bentley, Salve Regina, and Western Connecticut as well. So I think he's got a couple visits to go to, but it's and we still got one more season out of him. We get a lacrosse season in the spring, so there's a lot of
nice.
More to come for. But we want to congratulate Ryan on a wonderful season. He also might be the fastest kid in the school. Next, I'd like to invite the entire varsity boys volleyball team up and all the managers as well. Come on up.
Isn't your son?
Yes, what? As you may know, that we have one of the top boys volleyball program in Nassau County traditionally, and this year was just another example of that great legacy and that great tradition that we have here at Plainview Old Bethpage. But these students, basketball players and volleyball players make me feel very small. It's a bad problem, but it's a good problem to have. If we have a tall volleyball team, we're probably pretty good. But with that tradition, with that legacy that we have, they also were able to set out and create their own mark on the program as well. This season, they were 18-3 overall. They helped in a victory early this year over Syosset. They garnered the program's 400th victory, and also Coach Pilalki's 400th victory as well, which is one of the most in Nassau County. Later this year, at a great environment at Hofstra University, these fine young gentlemen were able to secure the program's 8th Nassau County volleyball title over Massapequa. It was a great environment. It was one of the most exciting environments that I've seen around here. We were on TV. If you could, the last couple weeks of October, November, if you picked up Newsday or you turned on the TV, one of these nice, young, handsome boys were up on the TV or I think getting a picture somewhere. But what they did is they also were the first program in school history, they were the first boys volleyball program in school history to participate in the Long Island Volleyball Championship. It's the first one that we've ever had here. We ended up losing to state champion, State from North, which, by the way, was my wife's high school, which I didn't get to the long weekend after that. But it was a wonderful achievement along those lines. Individually, we had some wonderful honors as well. Theo Katatis was all division. Dan Kwan was all county. Nicholas Dardina was all county and also was honorable mention as the Nassau County all tournament team. Brian Maloney was all county and all tournament. Brian Wang was all county, all tournament, and was also voted to the Newsday All Long Island team. Alan Derekovich was all tournament. He was also the Nassau County tournament MVP. He was also selected to the Newsday All Long Island team, and he was also named to the All State Volleyball team. These boys have definitely made a lasting mark on Plainview Old Bethpage athletic history, and it's a great achievement to have them out there. We appreciate them for all they did.
Good job,
As somebody who'd gone to the championship games, you know, it was just incredibly exciting to watch this, and I was so proud of our team and all the players. It was a great season.
Okay, congratulations. Our next group of recipients come from our art department, and I'd like to ask Dr. Judith Chen, Supervisor of Art, to join us this evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Yes.
It truly gives me great pleasure to present these awards or to recognize these students this evening. I know every year you hear something about the scholar artists. We have an award of excellence, or one of our five categories will get some recognition. There are five categories: visual arts, media arts, music, theater, and dance. And we are one of the few school districts who can actually nominate students for all of those categories. But this year is particularly a great year for us to have three of the prominent 20 all across Long Island, 124 school districts, and we obtained three of those awards is very amazing. People, my colleagues, have stopped asking me, are you judging these? Who's jurying the committees? Instead, they're asking, can we come and see your labs? Can we see your galleries? Can we come and take a tour of the district? They want to host one of their meetings here at the end of the month so they can have a look. So it's quite a statement, and I say this to you because this is something that you've supported in the budget and created, and I want to thank you. And on that note, the kickoff event was held in September, and from that moment on, two of the 20 recipients are being recognized monthly at Newsday's website. Co-sponsors for the Scholar Artist are Newsday and New York Community Bank Foundation. And in conjunction, LIU has offered scholarships to some those who are interested in pursuing arts, and we're trying to get more of the colleges to support the program in that way. In the category of visual arts, I'm very pleased to say Amanda Shane is the winner. She's here this evening. And in the category of media arts, which includes photography, Ariana Marks is the winner. And the second area that I'd like to recognize this evening, and I'd also like to say that this is not only a tribute to the students, but it's a tribute to our district. We had three students to win, to be recognized for the Embracing Our Differences Award, which is an award that's given to students who use their arts as a medium to demonstrate how to show understanding and tolerance for cultural differences and diversity. And to each of the students' work who's selected is put on a billboard, does you think of the size of a billboard, and each of our students' work was on a separate billboard. And it makes quite an impression when you see what their theme is that reminds us all to be understanding of each other and to demonstrate it in our daily lives. And I think that comes from the environment that they have been exposed to here. So I thank you. I'd like to recognize Amanda Shane. I guess everyone's studying this evening. Tamima Shames. And Effie Sanakis. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sydney.
Sydney Frankel for visual arts. Thank you.
While Dr. Chen is here, you'll notice the bare walls in the boardroom this evening, and they were recently just painted, but hopefully within the next few months, you're going to see some of our student artwork. So we're going to make this boardroom a gallery of the student artwork from our schools. We're going to enhance some of the bulletin boards on the side and really celebrate our students and their work. So there'll be 8 stations kind of around this room, one for each school. And we've designed it in a way that people who are sitting in the back of the room can actually see the artwork all the way up here in the front. So I think it'll really be a nice enhancement and a way to celebrate our students and our staff and the work that we've done. And I really want to thank Dr. Chen while she's here in really spearheading the project with me. Thank you again, and I look forward to really celebrating this. It should be really exciting and really nice addition to this room. Okay, so the next group of students, I'm going to ask Lori Linner, Director of Guidance, to present some prestigious awards to our students.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Always thrilled to be here to recognize some of our outstanding seniors. Each year, approximately 1.4 million students take the PSAT. And out of those students, about 16,000, or less than 1% of those students, get to the level of semifinalists in the National Merit Scholarship Competition. I'm really thrilled this year that we have 5 students who've made it to that level and will be able to move on into the competition to hopefully become finalists. They are Tyler Fenton, Susan Huang, Jennifer Huang, Evan Rinder, and Roshni Sethi. The National Hispanic Recognition Program identifies academically outstanding students with Hispanic Latino backgrounds. Approximately 5,000 students each year are recognized each year. The highest level is that of a scholar. This year, we are thrilled that we have one scholar, Elizabeth Levner.
That concludes our ceremony this evening, and I just want to congratulate all our students and the staff and our administrators for their accomplishments. Amazing students here tonight, scholar artists, scholar athletes, amazing recipients of academics. Again, thank you very much for coming, and you're more than welcome to join us for the rest of the program this evening.
Thank you. Great job, everybody.
The library. Jill? The library presentation.
Okay.
All right, our next
presentation this evening is going to involve our librarians presenting some of the work they've been doing on our 21st century libraries. And I think it's been quite a while since we've had our librarians, at least since I've been here for about 6 years now, to really come share some of their experiences and some of the work that they've been doing. I want to introduce Carolyn Talone, our library coordinator. Although Carolyn's been in the district for many years, this is her first year as library coordinator, and I cannot say enough about the work she's done since being appointed, last spring? I mean, very late last spring and starting July 1. So in just such a short period of time, she's really spearheaded many of the projects and the work that's being shared here tonight, obviously with a superior team. I do want to introduce the rest of the members, and if you can just raise your hand they see here, Sue Millie sitting next to Carolyn. She's joined us this year as a part-time librarian at the high school. I think you all know Sherry Novak, Beth Dennis, Colleen Curtis, Kristen Rapke, Jessica Walsh, and Carolyn Peterson. We do have a new middle school librarian for Matlin Middle School who's not here this evening. But again, I want to celebrate all of you, and I really appreciate just you amazing team of people and what you can accomplish when people put their heads together and have a positive leader to guide them.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good evening. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to present tonight. We wanted to be here with you to show you some of what we are doing in our libraries, give you a sense of who we are as a department, and talk about where we think we're going, where libraries are going in the future. And we already introduced ourselves, so we're going to start with our mission statement, which we recently updated to reflect the goals of our department and, of course, incorporate the use of new technology, which we have all been incorporating into our library programs. And Carolyn Peterson is going to read our new mission statement.
The mission of the Plainview Old Bethpage School Library Program is to create a student-centered library media center where we equip students with the skills and resources necessary to succeed in the 21st century. We provide a space where students can successfully seek information and ideas for their educational and recreational needs through a variety of digital and print resources. The library encourages an appreciation of literature and strives for every student to become lifelong readers and learners.
So the next slide is just some of the roles of who we are in our buildings. I think in the past the perception has been that the library is a place for quiet study and individual work, when in reality and in actuality, our libraries are very bustling centers where students have the, that looks like my librarian from high school, actually. It actually does. Now our students come to the library, it's a loud, it's a busy place, and students are collaborating, they are working together on projects, they're exploring their own interests, and you know, I know that I had a personal experience, like I said, with a librarian that looked like that last librarian, and it really, thank you, Sherry, there she is again, and I didn't really actually know what a librarian did at the time. I thought that a librarian's job was to sit at a desk and tell people to be quiet. And as a result, she was very unapproachable, and I was really unprepared for research in college. And so I've made it my mission, and I know the rest of us has as well, to make sure we do not have a library that is what some people would call the traditional type of library, where it's quiet and everybody's working separately. Yep. So how we are evolving. So traditionally, libraries have been a place you had to go to do your research. You actually physically had to go to the library, and you were probably using primarily, maybe a while ago, print resources. You were also, of course, limited by the selection that the librarians had actually made for you for the resources. Okay, things have evolved so rapidly. We're no longer just a library within the physical sense. Students have access, patrons have access to our resources 24/7. And rather than actually giving them the resources to use for research, what we're now teaching them to do is we're teaching them how to find those resources themselves and, of course, how to use them in the best possible way. So our roles have changed as well as the actual role of the library.
On the elementary level, we start by introducing our databases. We're teaching our students the difference between websites and subscription databases where things have been fact-checked and evaluated. We're teaching them how to discern which resource is the most appropriate for their topic. Whether looking at print or digital resources, these are the beginning research skills that they will carry forward into all their later research projects.
Why are we an important part of the educational team? We collaborate with teachers, provide information literacy throughout the curriculum, but we also get to help students pursue their own personal interests and inquiries. We provide teachers with information about all the new technology and resources available to them, and we assist them with incorporating these into their lessons and projects. We are also teaching our students and our staff how to be information specialists and how to be informed users of technology.
So these are just some of the things that we as a department do every year with our students. You can see that we incorporate a lot of the, not only the, a variety of resources, print and technology. We are also at the same time want to inspire a love of literature. And of course, we collaborate with our faculty very, very frequently. We're going to talk a little bit on each individual level about what goes on. Some of the librarians from each of the schools is going to highlight a few points in their program that they want to bring to your attention. And we're going to start with the elementary libraries.
Okay. So on the elementary level, we want our students to be readers. We want them excited about books. And we do a lot of programs to encourage a love of reading. We have author studies and author visits. We promote new books. We're doing fun things with students like Reader's Theater and book clubs. This year, three of our elementary schools did a launch party for the newest book in the extremely popular Diary of a Wimpy Kid series. Students pre-ordered the books and came to the library for a lunchtime party to celebrate the new book. Between the three elementary schools, we had more than 245 third and fourth grade students participate, and this was voluntary participation. However, a love of reading is just one of our goals, and at the same time, we're teaching them how to use a library.
So among the many things that we do are research projects. We teach students library skills and how to use various sources, such as our eBooks and databases, to do the research. Then we use the research to create final projects, such as letterized presentations and PowerPoints, complete with all the bells and whistles. Transitions, animations, backgrounds, inserting pictures, and then narrating them. We find that the end project is often just as important as the initial research.
And at the middle school level, these are some of the things that I've been doing this year in my library and in years past. I just want to highlight the ninth period internet workshops that I run. I've been doing them once a month. They've been really successful with the kids. What I do is during a remedial session, the students have the opportunity to come in and learn about a certain aspect of technology. Some of the topics that I've covered this year are how to create a Prezi, how to use Google Drive, how to use the online databases, how to create a works cited using EasyBib, how to use your Plainview Old Bethpage Public Library resources, and those are just some of the topics we cover. I also do a library museum periodically. We did the Hour of Code, Digital Citizenship Week, and those are just that's just really a small sampling of what goes on a regular basis in the middle school library.
We are very excited about the high school library. Here are some highlights of what's been happening. We also have easy access library codes. These are QR codes that students and staff now have quick and easy access to library and resources with one quick swipe. We have Seek and Find Library Resource Scavenger Hunt. Students took part in a hunt which allowed them to visit our 9 instructional centers and find answers to library resource questions. Our web on the wall, the library news at a glance on the live stream TV in the library. Currently we are streaming our ebook collection, which is 130 and counting. Free downloads for 24/7 reading. Bridge the Gap Public Library Campaign. Director Gretchen Brown and her staff are a great support system. They need special arrangements for the library to be library cards to be delivered right to the high school for all our staff and students. They also purchase their variety of databases, including JSTOR, that students can use in addition to our school library database collection. Web 2.0 tools. We instruct students to use Web 2.0 tools properly and safely. Powtoons, avatars, Prezi's, Sherry and I are now Hokies. We have 850 students participating in the Out of Code Worldwide initiative recently. Programming came alive in the library. We also recently hosted ZSpace. Students use 3D technology to learn and dissect education in many subjects. The library proudly housed this STEAM initiative. And Digital Citizenship Week, in collaboration with the Guidance Department, we designed brochures stating important facts about creating and leaving positive footprints. We are now busy working on our next chapter.
We thought we'd finish our presentation with a quote from John D. Waterman.
Library, accessible storage for all human knowledge and wisdom. John D. Waterman.
And we wanted to invite you all, when you have an opportunity, if you want to know more about our individual library programs, to visit our library web pages. We all have and maintain our own school library web pages. So we definitely want you guys to check that out. And we also want to wish Brian Ruff the best in his future, although we're very sad. Thank you very much.
Well done.
Wow, that was incredible.
That was really good.
I just can't say enough of how blown away I am. I think you guys did a tremendous job. It is amazing what motivated, hardworking, knowledgeable people can do to have an impact district-wide. You guys are to be commended, and I'm just going to suggest that we make sure we have proper funding in the next year's budget, that you guys can keep doing what you're doing and expand upon it, because this is really amazing. I like the fact that you said you were training staff as well as the students. And it's just inspiring what's going on in our libraries now. And a few years ago, I don't think I could say that. So great job.
Thank
great
you.
Job.
Thank you very much.
Emily?
Yeah, thank you very much. I had a question for you. I agree. It was great to see, and there were really a lot of creative ideas to engage students. I'm also a librarian's daughter, although this was my father, so he didn't have the hair up in the bun. I was just wondering about, you mentioned databases, and I was wondering, I'd had a question about this a couple of months ago, about databases at the high school would now be a, like things like getting access to JSTOR and some of the other scholarly.
She spoke about it.
I didn't hear, I guess I was just sort of focusing on one in particular.
We're actually currently working with Gretchen Brown on getting access to JSTOR for our students, in particular high school students.
All right.
Yeah, so that's going to be happening in the very, very near future.
Emily, one of the things that the librarians, particularly Carolyn, has done is really partner with the public library. Ryan and I sat in a meeting just to look at our resources and to see, you know, what the usage of the databases were, and you know, where should we really kind of pay particular attention and fund some of those different databases. And you know, Carolyn's really done a lot of homework behind that, and making sure that we have the top-notch materials. And as you know, some of those databases are extremely expensive. So being
it makes
able
all
to
the sense in the world. That's
to
great
share
that
the
connectivity that you can do.
But and Gretchen's been terrific incredible. Along those lines as well.
Yeah, I was glad to see also with the middle school with your information on plagiarism.
Yes.
Because I think so many kids today think they can go online and they can find something,
yes,
and they can sort of copy it because no one's going to know it's an obscure type of thing, and that you know, is still something that you have to be held accountable for, works of your own and originality. And I like also the fact that you talk about positive digital footprints, mm-hmm, and letting kids know the difference between the two, because that's something that's lasting a lifetime. High school, the ZSpace, how do the kids use that?
Please.
We housed it in the library, and right now they were doing, it's going around from the district. When we had it at the high school, we were doing a lot of physics with it, and a lot of classes were coming down to just experiment, but it's coming back. So I have a feeling a lot of the curriculum has been geared toward what we're going to do with it next, and we're really excited that they included us.
Thank you.
Yeah. I really enjoyed this because I'm a voracious reader.
No, it's not. I think I have the right name of this program. Do we use it all for kids to particularly use at home for reading purposes, and they could answer questions and test themselves? And it's called RAS, I believe.
Do Do we have a subscription to that?
Yeah.
No, we don't currently have a subscription to that. But that's something, you know, we can look into.
Yeah. I've seen the program. I've heard a lot about it, and it really is very, very engaging. And I was just curious if we're using it in the district at all for our kids.
Not currently, but we're constant. Every year we evaluate our databases and try to select what is best for our students based on the curriculum. So, you know, we definitely don't just roll it over from year to year. We definitely take a good hard look. We network. We go to conferences and we try to find what's best for our population. Yes.
So a great presentation. Thank you. I agree with everything Mr. Batan said, so I won't repeat it. But I did have a question about middle school students. Yeah. How often do they really get to go to the library? You know, in elementary, it's a special, and they go every 6 days. And I'm just curious how often you mentioned remedial, but how do you draw them in? You're doing such good stuff there. I'm wondering.
Well, that's part of. I mean, I have no shame. I will have dance parties in the library. I have a haunted fiction room. But really, it's about collaborating with the teachers and making myself as available as possible at any capacity to the teachers. That's really how I get them in, and I develop a rapport with them. I try to find out what's going on in their classroom and make myself relevant. And I have a really, really a lot of success. I have a lot of teachers coming in. I have a very busy schedule. I'm very happy with the amount of students that I see on a day-to-day basis. Yes.
That's great. That's good to hear. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Great job.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Really good. Very nice. Public participation.
All right. Public participation. District policy 1510.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments, raise questions, shall state their name and address and indicate on whose behalf they are speaking if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which their reputation, privacy, or rights to due process or those of others could be in some way violated. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes. The floor is open.
Good evening. I guess it's my turn to speak. Jacques Wolfner, 151 Sutton Drive in Plainview. I have a question on the capital program, which the bond issues. We should have started making progress. I'd like to know where we are, what projects are under design, and what the schedule is for getting items under construction. I also sent an email to Dr. Lewis about the BOCES budget, and I'm going to be going to a meeting on, if appointed, I will be going to a meeting on Thursday to represent you. And if you have any questions, I'd like to bring those forward. I believe that every member of the board has seen the BOCES budget. It's a little different from our budgets. And if you have any questions about how it's formulated and so on, I can answer those. But if you have questions about details of the budget, I'll bring them up to BOCES for you.
Thank you.
On routine business, I would like to hear the board discussion on item 8.3, contract with Four Winds Hospital, 8.4, a donation for the Stratford Road School. We're disposing of obsolete equipment under 8.7 in the boardroom.
The board.
Members of the public. Obsolete? Yeah. Also, I'd like to hear discussion on 7.2, appointments for professional staff. And from what I heard this evening, there seems to be a resignation of Mr. Ruff. I guess with budget time coming on, he either has to finish the budget before he leaves, or he's leaving it for a successor, and the budget process here is a challenge. Thank you.
he answer his question?
Hi, I'm Brianna Valatari, 65 Belmont Avenue, Plainview. So I'm an alumna here at JFK, and I'm also an ambassador for the Arthritis Foundation, and they had a tournament at the high school for basketball, and I just want to thank all the coaches and everybody involved for having the event.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Brianna's mom, Mara Bolitari, and I've had three daughters, very proud to say, graduate from POP schools, and I'd like to thank the board, administrators, some sitting out here, for Mara out there, teachers, coaches, for the experiences my children had here at POP. This evening, I'd like to especially thank Mr. Joe Braco, athletic director, coaches Thomas Sulo and Danielle Torrey, who organized the tournament over the break. The kindness, effort, and support and dedicated the fundraising to the Arthritis Foundation was touching and greatly appreciated. I explained to the students the importance of raising money for research and funding to find a cure, as well as raising awareness. And the girls lit up when I explained to them what a great job they did and what an important job they did. And as we know, athletics is much more than sports. It's about character and leadership, and this was truly a prime example. So I thank you for the ongoing support, especially of the staff for my girls. And it was great. My youngest is a freshman at Malloy. She plays lacrosse. She's in the business school, and she came back, stopped by the tournament, and Brianna stopped by. And it's wonderful to continue to be connected to this wonderful community.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for thanking us.
We're going to get to routine business, but Jacques, on the capital projects, we just got an update from Ryan on it, and I'm going to ask that we will put on the public floor an update in our next board meeting on what the status is of that, so the whole public can be aware and we can let everyone know it's going to be discussed, as opposed to just giving you an answer, you know, right now. Okay. Do I have a motion for routine business? Ginger? Emily, any discussions, hold, separations?
Except the first slide of the one. Yeah.
With the vote against it.
Except the vote against one. It.
Separated.
Yes. Yeah. We'll discuss that when we get to it, but all those are favor. All those are favor. 7.1 is the resignation of Mr. Ruff, who's moving on to a bigger and a more challenging, well, an equally challenging opportunity, and we wish him all the best in the world. And yes, it will impact the budget process, but we're going to chain him to a desk till he gets that budget done, and we're not going to let him out of the building.
You will be done, I promise.
And you want to handle the ones that apply to you?
Eight point three is an agreement with Four Winds Hospital. That's for tutoring services. 8.4 is Box Tops donation in the amount of $460, and I think that's specific to Stratford Road. 8.7 is a TV that's been sitting there, and for the last 9 years, it hasn't been turned on.
Oh, the empty box!
We're doing
for
a little,
no reason.
Little work in the boardroom, and that's part of it. So.
We thought we were getting kidnapped.
Right. Yeah. Got it. We did.
That's
it was
true.
You couldn't see it.
Did that answer all his questions?
Right. Capital.
No, 7.2.
Right. 7.2 is the appointment of a family consumer science teacher at a middle school to teach one class in the spring semester. We had this as a larger position over the summer that we were able to cover with our people internally, but this one piece we were not able to cover, so we were lucky enough to cover this small person to cover that position. And it also is the appointment of a math substitute teacher taking over for a teacher who's going out early.
Okay. That brings us to new business.
Wait, we did routine business? Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No.
Okay.
I need to.
So, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that you were...
that we moved so quickly?
I know you did. I apologize. I came to this district 3 years ago, and one of the things that reassured me was the fact that there was someone of just unparalleled expertise in the business office. And I never for 1 minute had to worry about what was going on in the business office, that everything was done with to perfection. And it is truly, truly a tremendous loss for us to lose the talent of Ryan Ruff. But he's a young man who is on a rocket ship to stardom, really. And one of the things, as a leader, you can't get in the way of that. I mean, I just expect to hear great things from you, Ryan. And that I know that you'll serve us in this Long Island community, take on the Eastern Suffolk BOCES leadership position in the business area. I've already spoken to you about what I expect from you. I don't expect to hear from Questar BOCES anymore. I expect to hear from Eastern Suffolk BOCES because you're there. So thank you.
Thank you. New business resolution naming BOCES budget representative. Ginger? Evie? All those in favor? Jacques, you've now lost an evening a week. Motion for Nassau Community College Partnership Remedial Workshops. Debbie? Evie? Discussion?
Can we just have an explanation?
Yes,
sure.
I'm so glad you did,
because I intended to say something.
Today, in fact, Lori and Jeff and Christian and I went to Nassau Community College because of the work that we've started. Other districts are now interested. We've really been the pioneers in looking at our students who are going to Nassau Community College. And in fact, providing them with what's called the Accuplacer test early enough in their senior year so that we can identify whether or not these students will be need to be remediated so that when they hit Nassau Community, they're starting with college credit-bearing courses. So this one-on-one initiative is yielding some good rewards already for the current for the 2014 graduates, but we wanted to expand that. So we will be giving our seniors who have already indicated that they will be going to Nassau. We have about 10% of our students who go on to Nassau Community. They will be getting the Accuplacer test during the midterms week. Those students, that's the same test that Nassau Community uses to identify students for remediation. If they have score at a certain level, that will indicate that they are not ready for college credit-bearing courses, we are going to offer them some remediation here rather than at Nassau to increase their likelihood of success. The research shows that when students are remediated, they end up not graduating. I mean, the likelihood of them graduating diminishes. So we don't want our students to leave here and go on to Nassau and enter into that cycle of remediation, because once they begin Nassau Community as in a remediation, they get discouraged. They want to be graduated. They end up spending that first year with no credits. So we want to improve upon that. And we really have been pioneers in that, and people are now other schools, the districts that came today, Roslyn, Oceanside, they want to do what we're doing. And so kudos to the high school for following through on that, and we've made a difference already with children who graduated last year, and we want to make a deeper impact on those kids for this year.
All in favor? All right. Motion for settlement of agreement. Ginger? Seth? Discussion? All those in favor? Bond resolution. We have a motion for the bond resolution. Emily, Evie, do we need to read any part of this? Or it'll be posted after time? Well, this
could be posted.
Formally gets the process started. Okay. All those in favor?
additional staff development proposals. Seth, Debbie, discussion, questions? All those in favor? All right, so I have a motion to go into executive session for matters of real estate. Ginger, Emily, all those in favor? Thank you very much.
Thank
you. See you in 2 weeks.
It's 9 o'clock, so it's now up to you. How could you be? It's 9:01.
What?
When did it start?
8:30.
Oh, he was giving us a half hour.
Came right down, boom.
There's 11 plays, 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.